All right, boys and girls, we're going to get started here in a minute or two after the numbers stabilize. We have a relatively business and murder-oriented fireside. Whoa, hey, listen to me. I'm going to sort of keep this going without clearing my throat and see where it takes me. I was almost imitating Bane there for a second. That's what happens when you smoke tons of weed, kids. The itchy fish seem like they're doing fine. That's a good question. So basically, we dosed them with the super ick cure from API in the aftermath of last week's fireside, and they seem like they're fine now. It worked a charm. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Aquarian Co-op. I just haven't set an order for stuff. I need to get a new pre-filter. But you guys did not hear. Come here. Actually, some of you did come here to ask questions about the fish, apparently. So, I mean, fish enthusiasm is the big thing in nerd culture, and I love me some fish. So there you go. But. All right, so here's the deal, guys. We have in about 1 day and 8 hours, the UTAC-Q test Keepstar is coming out of Reinforced. So that means it's going to be a Monday night USTZ op. That is so basically tomorrow, 8 hours from now, but a little bit more than a little bit earlier than that. Obviously, we got to form up and do stuff before we get to that point. But I wanted to die. I wanted to die. It is a hull timer, so there is potentially a keep star kill in the offing, and this means that we kind of need to adult it up. The reason why I say we need to adult it up is that obviously we have been going to the east and projecting a little bit of power, but this is going to be a real test, and it's entirely possible that if we half-ass this or turn up weakest with the latest, that we potentially stand to lose all of our shit. One of the things I want people to understand is that as we were talking about projecting power and going to places in catch or otherwise further afield from Mother Delve, is that CCP keeps messing with the downtime. The game is in an interesting place where it's an interesting place. That means that we don't necessarily know what's going to be happening. And also we are pivoting here from being mainly on defense to engaging in some punitive offensive strikes. So what does that mean? Well, it means that we may be in a situation where we find out that we are softer and weaker than we had hoped, that we need to shake the dust off. One of the reasons why I want to talk about this in big picture terms is because it's not just about the op tomorrow night. I want us to be ready to fully deploy the Imperium by like January 3rd, right? I'm not going to say New Year's because we're going to be partying and we're going to be dealing with our hangovers, but I want to be able to Herf Blurfs give a fucking state of the Goonian and reach across the galaxy and annihilate somebody if need be. And I want to have that capability ready for us by January 3rd, thereabouts. Doesn't mean I'm saying we're deploying on January 3rd, but I just want to know that I can hit the fucking button and that we will be ready. And so this means that we have to, while we are restoring Delve, and by the way, shout out to our fucking GSOL heroes and the finance team and also all the corp leadership that has been working well with them, because they have now implemented one of the best moon allocation policies I have yet seen. I've been dealing with this stuff off and on for more than a decade. God's help me. I have seen a number of plans and policies come and go in the insane meth addicted model UN that is the upper level of the EVE Online metagame. And really Billy Bop and Robin Hood and Kazanier and the whole crew have been just doing a fantastic amount of work. And, I'm really happy about that. Part of the reason I'm happy about that is that when all of these things are sorted out and implemented, such as the Goonfleet economic zones, which have been extremely popular, that's another policy that's been working out like a fucking gangbuster. I love that stuff. Operational. The jump bridges are almost entirely done. We only have about 10 left as of yesterday to put up. Once that's out of the way, I think that September is going to give us an idea of what our real modern Delve time unit numbers are going to be like. And then October is going to give us the cleanest data yet. But I assume that you guys are going to find ways, because you've already been in process of doing it, I assume that you guys are capable of finding ways to make money and get yourselves back in fighting shape way faster than the puppies. And that is why I'm saying that by after the hangover from the new year has worn off, I want us to be ready to rock and fully deploy. That means that we need to be able to locally build capital ships and shit them out. That means that we need to have been capable of responding to whatever CCP changes to scarcity and whatever crap might come down the line and still be ready to reach out and fuck somebody. So that is the goal. And bringing that longer term goal of deployment capable by January 3rd is the goal of, okay, well, let's leave our little bubble here in Delve. Now, obviously, you guys have been reaching out and raining fire and hell on the bad guys across the galaxy for the last month and a half. Great. I just want to make sure that we do not take this for granted, that we do not assume that, hey, just because when we're on defense, we've got all these capitals, we can throw them around and whatever, we are now beginning to reach across the galaxy to fuck people in punitive strikes, and we need to make sure that these punitive strikes are effective. If we reach out to try to destroy this Keepstar and we fail, and worse, if we fail embarrassingly, it's going to be a lot harder for us to execute our objectives. And also, we really have no excuse. This is ours to fuck up, guys. This is a situation where if we dot our I's and cross our T's, we can blow up a fucking test Keepstar. But if we half-ass it, if we fuck it up, if we just assume that somebody else is going to do it, and if we assume that the other guys need to get ready for war again, but we are tired, let's not fuck this up. There is a test Keepstar that is in a position that we believe that we should be able to fucking annihilate. And if anybody turns up to defend test, which they will, because they say, oh, Pappy was temporary, but believe me, Pappy is functionally going to be forever for fucking 75% of these fucks. We're going to see who turns up to save test's ass. We're going to see who really wants to be on our bad side this early. Now, that doesn't mean, oh my God, we're going to chase test around to the ends of the earth and try to get them to quit the game. Like I keep saying, those are our nerds to haze. We want to give those nerds some fucking swirlies. And anybody that stands up and salutes the flag that they raise are basically the same people as far as we're concerned. So we are going across the galaxy to catch. It's not really across the galaxy, but it's close enough outside of our comfort zone that, you know, we need to rain some hellfire and damnation on them. And there's a risk of us fucking it up. So let's not do that. Let's make sure that at every level of this organization, you understand this isn't just about, oh, we're going to kill one Keepstar and then we're going to go back and do whatever. Because there's still that oh shit Keepstar. There's still other Keepstars. What they are doing is they are trying to unanchor their shit so that they can build back up later and come back and fuck all of you and fuck all of your friends. The puppies always lie. They will always come back. They always blew up at the moment that they think that they have the advantage in one of the areas historically where we have tripped up. One of the areas where historically we have tripped up is not respecting the pivot from defense to offense enough. We broke them. We swept them out of Delve. That is all well and good. We are going to be big boys and girls here, and we're going to leave the Galactic Southwest, and we're going to go a little bit further to the east, and we're going to destroy Keepstar. And if it works, we're going to do it again. And we're going to see where it takes us. But the main thing is that you, me, all of us need to be thinking not only in terms of becoming the crisis menace, we're going to be reaching out and actually projecting some power because you've done a fantastic job of building up Delve in such a way that we now have this capability. But that capability requires respect of the capability itself, of the tasks that are before us to move these ships out of our comfort zone and expand our tantrum radius. And to not just treat it like another fucking structure kill, because if we treat it like another fucking structure kill, that just becomes an opportunity for the bad guys to all get together and M to us. And I do not want that to happen, because what I want to do is rain hell on these fucks for the next several years. So we're going to be working on raining hell on these fucks in a big way on Monday night USTZ, when we're going to go and do our damnedest to murder this fucking Keepstar in UQ. General Stewie is asking, raining hell on these fucks for years. And that might seem, especially if you responded to the horn or relatively new in this organization, that might seem like an exaggeration. Oh, the Mitanni is saying he wants to rain hell on these fucks for years. Maybe that sounds good. Maybe that sounds like an exaggeration. Believe me, it's not an exaggeration. I want you guys to look to our history. Look to your history. Every time that we have won a hell of a war against the puppies, we have spent several years engaging in glorious, highly entertaining reprisals. Look what happened to CO2. Look what happened to the Galactic Northwest. Look at our tribute sphere. All those wonderful faction fortizars. So when we make a promise of revenge, more than just saying, oh, well, we're going to blow your shit up. Like, we potentially, if we do it right, we have the ability to accomplish this, and we're going to do it. But I just want you guys to understand, We have had a lot of uncontested structure kills. We have healed Mother Delve. We have done fantastic work at that. But projecting power in a military op against a test keep star, there's a lot of things that could go wrong. So no hubris. We are back in the territory, my friends, of no hubris and no not believing. Now, I think that we're going to kick its ass and that will work fine. But the main thing is that I give you the fucking speech so you realize that it's not just about this up. We are aiming towards purge, burn, kill, being able to reach across the galaxy and squeeze the puppies by about January 3rd. So I want your efforts at home to be guided by the understanding that we are simply preparing for more war. The only reason we are not rampaging around the galaxy right now, is that we have to finish rebuilding Delve, which is, because you're a bunch of fucking heroes, nearly there. We need to get our capital production going again. Our production in general is doing great, and a lot of credit for that goes to Kunmi and Kaznir and all the guys that have been involved in the Goonfleet Economic Zone project. That has been working out fucking great. You guys have been using the hell out of the GEZs. We love them. That's fantastic. We have to get the production up and going. It's going great. High fives. Gold stars. Keep it up. We have to make sure that we treat these offensive operations with the respect that they deserve instead of simply assuming that Pappy is gone, because Pappy ain't gone. Pappy is still right there. And on one of these, quite possibly on this one, they're going to try to fuck us. Our caps, our super caps, all of our big boy toys will be vulnerable because we don't fuck around. We are here to fuck. And I want you guys to just understand. I want you to be back in that mindset of these people are our enemies. They are waiting and lurking in hopes that we will forget that they are our enemies so that they can then destroy our super capital fleet and try to wipe us out of Delve again. The puppies are always just waiting for another shot. And you're going to see that. I believe that this UQ op is going to prove a lot of the things I've just said here. Hopefully not the bits about us not taking the op seriously and leaving ourselves vulnerable and choking on the whole no hubris problem, right? But this is going to be an excellent opportunity for us to see who in this game still wants to salute at Test's flag. We're going to see how much Elf Boy wants to deep throat Pro God Legend. We're going to see how committed these pieces of shit still are to Test Alliance, please ignore. And we will take notes. Now, again, we're not fucking Bob. We're not saying, oh, we're going to take notes and you helped out Test Alliance, please ignore. So da, 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 da. But we have a simple policy here. If they want to be friends with Test, they can inherit the blood feud and we will shoot them in the same way. If they learn their lessons and leave Test to get swirlies from us, then we will be busy giving Test swirlies, which I don't really anticipate we're going to get sick of doing because they're still really fucking annoying. And I think that's great. I think it's great that Test is so annoying. I love reading their posts and the fact that they get me riled up. It's nice. It's nice. It's good to have enemies like that because, you know, NCDOT just doesn't do it for me anymore. I don't see NCDOT posts and go, gosh, I want to reach across the galaxy and stab these guys. I go, oh, well, whatever. So that's where we are. So, herfety blurf blurf, tomorrow night USTZ, we're gonna get a fucking Keepstar kill. And if we fuck it up, we're gonna learn some painful lessons. And I want you guys to understand that it is on us, it is on all of us to make sure that we do not fuck this up. We have made a promise to ourselves. We have made a promise to the rest of the galaxy, but the rest of the galaxy is our enemy, so fuck them. But the important thing is that if we don't deliver on our threats, if we say we're gonna go here and we're gonna do this thing, we're gonna blow up this Keepstar and get our asses kicked by Test and their friends, i.e. Pappy, which has not gone away, then it's on us. It's our fault. We have fucked this up. Dot the I's, cross the T's, no hubris. We're going to blow that fucking Keepstar up. And depending on how well we do, how organized we are, we will get a real test of our modern fighting weight. Because we don't know what that is. We know what our defensive fighting weight is. We have yet to begin serious Titan-level power projection. Now, that's not saying, oh, on the fireside, he's telling everybody we're bringing the Titans. we're going to make sure that we have absolutely everything available in case there is an escalation and something is required, that we are able to go all the fucking way. Just because the big boy toys are super expensive does not mean that we are not going to use them. That does not mean we are going to shirk from using them, because we are the Imperium and we are here to fuck. Just because the puppies are like, I don't want to use a dreadnought, doesn't mean we're not. So there's a keep, start, a kill. We're going to throw what is required at killing it to kill it. And if Pappy turns up in force, we'll get a good picture of who's in Pappy. I want you guys to understand, anyone that turns up to help test ever is a fucking Pappy. Do not let them forget. Anyone that helps test is a Pappy. And they're happy to be a Pappy. They've missed being a Pappy. They've missed hanging out with test and helping test, because I guess they just got used to it over 14, 15 months, whatever. Fuck these people. Fuck these people. Tomorrow, USTZ, we are going to go out there. Let me see if there's a specific form-up time, because I don't want to actually set on the fireside yet before it's been decided, because it's about an hour and day and 8 hours from the kill. I want you guys to be eyes on, just in case, as early as 1 o'clock Eve tomorrow night. Let's aim with that. All right. As you guys can see, I did not include too much description of what we're going to be talking about today in my fireside ping, because it was all about my favorite topic, which was war, murder, and the crushing of the dreams of our despised foes. Now, is there an estimate as to how many Keepstars Test has left and how many they have anchored? We know how many they have in Outer Passage. I don't know it off the top of my head because I haven't, but I know that our people know. There are two main ones that are on our shit list. One is literally, oh shit, that's in Curse. And the other one here is UTAC-Q. The situation is that Test is attempting to unanchor these Keepstars. We are on these ops to interrupt the unanchoring, which we have done successfully by reinforcing them. We are going to kill UTAC-Q, and we will see what we can do, depending upon how well we do tomorrow night, about taking out oh shit as well. Now, again, this is all dependent upon getting a test of what does it look like when we turn up with bells on a Monday night U.S. time zone, which is not necessarily our strongest time. It can be if we do it right, but we're going to find out how much we're going to be able to get done. And if it turns out that we falter, we fuck up, if people don't turn up, then we know it's back to the drawing board, and we got to spend a little bit more time teaching people how to shake the rust off of their fucking ships so we can get back out there and do what we do best, which is bringing hell and damnation upon our hated foes. Okay. I want to take some questions. I've given you guys a bunch of herf blurf about this Keepstar op tomorrow because I want it to fucking die. They renamed the thing, some sort of insult about Dark Shines. I saw the new name of their fucking Keepstar on the meta show yesterday. You got to see my reaction to that real time. I was not a happy camper. Fuck these people and fuck anybody that thinks that they can taunt Dark Shines. If they can taunt me all the time, that doesn't bother me. But for some reason, I don't know. I'm protective. I've got this protective instinct. I see them trying to like test things that they can talk shit about Dark Shines. Like, I'm sorry. I'm fucking sorry. Screw these guys. There is going to be a move op after this fireside, but I'm not sure if it's going to be an Armalan one. I don't want to speak to that immediately. One of the FCs is going to pop up and tell me what the fuck. I know that we have move ops that are going to get pinged immediately at the end of this. I'm not sure it's going to be an asset safety thing. I have a couple of different notes here. One of the things that we are in need of, and we're gonna shift gears from Herf Blurf guys, and we're gonna go a little bit to some line by line because our logistics heroes need some help. One of the materials that we are currently bottlenecked on the Delve rebuild is broadcast nodes. If you are running a PI setup, we need broadcast nodes. Please make your G-Solars happy and let us increase the supply of broadcast nodes. It is entirely possible to do that, because if I can figure out how to set up a P3 to P4 factory planet system, you can. Tuzzy says, just post them on the 1DQ1 market and he will buy them. So yeah, that is super simple. There you go. Thank you, Tuzzy. There's some questions about the move ops, and unfortunately, due to the nature of OPSEC, I'm not going to be able to specify to you here on a fireside exactly who is moving where or when. There is going to be pings in the aftermath of the fireside. People that are part of those move ops have kind of already received those pings. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. So if you've gotten the good word, you've gotten the good word. And beyond that, we're gonna give everybody a bingo free square here, and we're going to file that under future plans. Another thing that I'm getting a request to talk about here from the Rebuild Delve project is we need salvage still. We still need lots of salvage. So if you're out there and salvaging things, this is the trigger units situation, but it's not just trigger units. Salvage in general, you get that stuff, slap it up on the WendyQ marketplace. That is a request specifically from G-Ship. And yeah, absolutely. So we need broadcast notes, and we're going to need salvage in general. Please just slap that stuff on the 1DQ1 market and make our boys happy. Getting lots of questions about chat porn, and I understand that. As I keep telling everybody, I am Pappy Snowden. So as far as I can tell, I've already given you lots of chat porn. I know that you want more. We are working on that. There are sensitivities. I keep saying that. You know I want to give this to you as soon as possible. But there's... Yeah, we're still working on it, guys. There are questions about what corpse can and cannot do about that, about structures. We actually have had a number of Kremlin meetings, and like the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've had a Kremlin meeting, I think, every single week to talk about the moon stuff, the structure policy, and the guys have been working with Billy and Robinhood and Kazimir and the rest of the finance team. That's part GSOL, part finance. It's like a joint system. So there's a lot of like corp level things that have been happening. Your corps are aware of this. We've been working on systems to make sure that everybody gets rich and prospers, and is also getting ready for war, because we do. But we don't typically, like, believe me, you don't want me discussing moon policy on a fucking Friday. It's just bad news for everybody. So we're going to spare you from that. But believe me, if you really, really cared for some reason, you could talk to your corp directors, but they will just, you know, whatever. It's cool. But not for me to talk about, because I'm not the moon guy. But they have been talking to the moon guys and working things out. That's the takeaway. Are asset safety ops from HopHib coming soon? Now, we're a big fan of the asset safety ops. They have been doing great. I enjoy doing them right after the fireside. Today, we have slightly different ops. I don't think we're doing an asset safety op after the fireside today. But I think that is something that we can just bake into our plans. In general, we're going to try to do that. I can't promise HopHib. I don't want to say that again, future plans on the fireside. But we are looking at all of the major ones. Gehi, I was waiting for somebody to say Gehi. Yes, absolutely. And so that is something that our FCs are aware of. And our FCs often have stuff in all of those places too. So we like this system, and we're going to keep trying to keep that going. But for this fireside, there's going to be a different sort of move up. Who knows? Maybe when they hear me saying this out loud on the fireside, somebody will get together another one. But I have not been given those instructions yet. And I mainly want us focused on basically the next, one day and 8 hours. Our primary organizational focus is making sure that this Keepstar dies.
Also, keep in mind, I'll add from HopHib, I believe there's now a Citadel chain that crosses from Fountain into Ridia, across back to Sact, once mapped that way, that if you're not moving a super from HopHib, you could undock carriers and jump, you know, hop from Citadels the whole way that are forders are, so that you could dock in with like a carrier or Dreadweaver.
Excellent. Okay, I have a personal request. This is not a Space Ember thing. This is a Alex and Sarah thing. So brace yourselves and or tune out. Sarah's dog has an enlarged liver, and we're having some issues with a stupid vet in Madison who is not answering her questions adequately. I was wondering if somebody happens to be a vet or have a good hookup for one. You never know in this organization if somebody's actually a vet. I just want to have her be able to ask somebody that we can trust about what does it mean when the dog has enlarged liver, because this woman, unfortunately, is not answering our questions with the level of intellectual rigor that Alex and Sarah tend to prefer when it comes to biological and medical information. The dog is not like super sick or anything. The dog seems like the dog is happy, but I would like to be able to talk to somebody that we can trust about an enlarged liver. So if you are a vet for some reason, or you have a really good hookup, please do send me a PM on Jabber about it. Basically, what I want to do is find somebody that we can trust and link my girlfriend up with the vet, and then sort of set that going. But obviously, we want what is good for the dog. So that is the personal request. I want to throw that out there, and then I'm going to take some other questions. There's questions on the Pappy recruitment policy ban. I think that's something that we handled in Kremlin. That is now over and done with. Like, we had the time initially for that ban. Good question, Galacticar. So as you guys know, or remember, or if you didn't weren't around at the time, right after we won, we implemented a 2-month-long ban on any Pappy recruitment, and then that gave us time to set up a vetting system. Now, in general, whenever your enemy explodes abruptly, you've got to go to the policy drawing boards immediately, which is why we've been having so many fucking meetings about moon policy and all these things, because as you guys have heard on previous Firesides, we still anticipated the enemy to be combat functional in a reduced capacity for at least another 2 months instead of just blowing up on impact on August 3rd like they did. In that time, Tony has been able to work his magic. I gave him a list of like 50 people I wanted hunted down and blacklisted, and he got them all. And then we were able to set up a system within the Kremlin to vet people who are coming over from former Pappy organizations. So that blanket ban is now over and done with, and people in the Kremlin have been handling it appropriately. So I'm glad you brought it up, just such that everybody here at the line level gets to hear about it. It's not something that you need to worry about it anymore. And yeah, thank you for bringing it up. I didn't realize we hadn't closed that loop. When can we go shoot the TTT Keepstar? I'm really curious to see what CCB does. I don't know if they're going to be, the TTT thing is now just hilarious because, it still exists. I don't know if CCP is gonna, ease up on the tax break thing. Like, I don't know if in 6 weeks they're going to say, hey, it's going to be back to normal and the TTT is a thing again. It is kind of hilarious because Test has lost everything and are functionally like renters in Outer Passage. And it's our job to make sure it stays that way, by the way. Not that they have to stay renters in Outer Passage, but that they stay losing and getting hazed. But if CCB turns the spigot back on, it's going to be hilarious because obviously Test doesn't deserve, Outer Passage renters do not deserve that big of a share of the TTT. Back when they were leading a block in the Galactic Southeast, that was one thing, but right now, not so much. So we'll see what that comes. I mean, I think that if instead of like, I would be perfectly happy with the TTT thing with a better share outcome if it was like actual great power getting a cut, and maybe we'd change the lineages a bit. But all of those things are up in the air. And they're up in the air because we have to wait and see what CCB does. Personally, I want CCB to ban the possibility of TTTs existing. I don't think that they are cool or good. I think that it is a bad gameplay thing. I think that it's bad because it removes ISK sinks and a whole bunch of other reasons which have been amply demonstrated in the last year and a half. However, you guys also know me. And if there is going to be something like that happening, we got to get our cut. That's how this galaxy works. If there's gonna be something like that, we gotta get our cut. Because if we don't get our cut, it's gotta go. So regardless of how things shake out, we're gonna make sure that if it exists, which I don't think it should, but if it exists, we will continue to get our cut. And we will make sure that we're happy. Well, that's interesting. Test is having a town hall, and I'm getting some Black Hand reports from it right now that are quite interesting. Something about how their time in Outer Passage might be extended past 4 months. Could be longer, could be indefinite. Maybe they're going to be perma-renters, we don't know. But the important thing is that this op tomorrow night is an opportunity for us to demonstrate to the galaxy how serious we are about that whole Test is next thing. They're going to keep saying we're not serious about it, and that's fine, because fuck all puppies forever. I don't care if they are... if they think we're serious or not. The important thing is that internally, we're going to murder this fucking Keepstar, and we are going to continue to rain hell upon anybody that wants to still be a fucking pappy, and do pappy things with Test. Hot off the fucking presses right there. Can we get that op tomorrow on the calendar? Not necessarily, because that is up for our military guys to put down. It'll be posted when we post it. You guys need to know that from 1 o'clock Eve onwards, expect ops to blow this thing up. Are there going to, let's see, are there some people to talk to give guidance about where to deploy? I'm in some SIGs and squads, a bit lost due to limited funds and skill points. Would love to talk to somebody that can guide me a bit, as for now, I'm only in 1 to Q1. That is a very good question. So in general, what I recommend is not just talking in Elysium, but talk in your corps, right? You can ask around. Your friends are in SIGs or squads. Find where your friends are. See if you know people that you enjoy hanging out with and explore that way. I'm glad that you asked the question on Elysium, because that gives me a chance to answer it in general. I think the path is, if you're sitting around and you're like, I want to play the video game with my friends, what are my friends doing? If you don't have, like, if you're new in your corp or you're new in the organization and you're like, I don't have friends yet, then obviously ask around. Let people know. Let people know that you're looking to get involved in some way. And then one of the most important pieces of advice that I have for everyone, and it's been a while since I've gotten to answer this on a fireside, so I'm glad you teed this up, is when people ask me how they can help the greater whole, oftentimes the best way to do so is to identify what you're good at and what you enjoy, what you are drawn to. One of the things that distinguishes the Imperium from the bad guys is that we recognize talents outside of just being a fleet commander. Now, fleet commanders are incredibly important, but as you've seen from the whole last war we had, the whole Vietnam situation, a pure focus on just FC and that kind of stuff leads to ignoring the rest of the tech tree and failing. So figure out what you like. Figure out what makes you happy. If you don't know how to do that, see what your friends are doing. Because if you like a certain person and he has hobbies X, Y, and Z, like if you're buddies with this dude and he is constantly doing moon reactions, well, if you're friends with a reactions guy, maybe you're a reactions guy. Give it a try. Talk to your friends. If you don't have people that you know that are currently doing things, just talk in Elysium or talk to your corp or something like that. You can figure it out, I'm confident. Using that guideline, the goal is not do what is best for the group. The goal is find what you enjoy doing that aids the group. And that first part is identifying what you want to do and identifying your special skill set that you can bring to the collective. All right. Last week, there was a mention about AltCorps. Can we get an update on that? I know that that is in the works. We are finalizing all of the moon policy stuff for corporations and that this is then getting extended to AltCorps. And a system is being designed to let AltCorps back in. I know it is in the works. It is something that is after the moon policy stuff, which is near. Okay, the Kazimir update is not yet, but soon. I know it is in the works, and that is slated for next after we get the Corp moon allocation sorted, which we had a meeting about just before the fireside, and I believe is, you know, it's being implemented. It's been approved. We're going to get AltCorp fixed before AltCorp moons are handed out. And I want you guys to appreciate why this is necessary. If you were not here during the early part of the war, one of the amusing things that the Pappy men did to waste a perfectly good opportunity was they had an AltCorp in Goonswarm, kind of like we had one in test in the Fountain War. And this was in July of 2020, so right at the start of things. And it was one of Pittsburgh's old AltCorps. And they used it to try to drop like 20 Asbels at a go all through our space under the cover of our SOV. This would have been extremely dangerous for us, except that we were able to catch it before all but like one of them went online and just destroyed them and kicked the AltCorp out. So AltCorps are a tremendous security risk if not handled well. And we essentially, after that incident, which could have given them a foothold all across Delve if we hadn't caught it in time, but we did. But that is why we stopped letting AltCorps in for the duration of the war. And now we are devising a policy that will be a little bit better regulated and better understood. And so that's next. Again, guys, thank you for being patient. One of the reasons why we've had to ask you to be patient is, like I said, we expected the enemy to be combat effective in a increasingly reduced state for probably until, let's say, August, September, October, until probably around early October, but they fucking suck and they died and ran in shame. And so we had to drop what we were doing and come up with a whole bunch of new policies, model UN style, out of nowhere. There we go. I'm going to go ahead and call it for this week. We have ops tomorrow. Tomorrow night, USTZ, we're going to kill a fucking test keep star. Be there. Dust your shit off. Get combat ready. Talk to your friends. War is not defense now. War is offense. We have to be ready. No hubris. And I will see you all tomorrow night. We're going to murder this fucking thing. Thanks for coming. Let's get back out there.